Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look here, Charlotte. I'm not sure what you did to a brother, but I think you did something wonderful, you know? Now, I can't explain it. I think it might be love. It can't be love because it's way deeper than that. And I try to put it into words, you know? And hopefully I captured exactly what I feel. So check it out. Look.
I gotta be around you with my sunny shades on.
So you can't see me staring at you. Yeah.
And all these others trying to get their play on.
But you only want me to get
you got me stuck on the stupid. Feeling like I'm losing it. And I'm tripping all over my feet. I'm lost in a daydream, hoping you feel the same thing. It should be you and me.
What's going on? What's going on? It's Sound Off Farms. My name is George W. I'm your host. Well, this is how we get it on. Tonight is open mic night, like Ralph said before. And we have a special guest. I'm going to go ahead and put him in the chat. He's in the chat, but he's live. Mr. Soul, are you here?
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? It's Dave B. Soul. How'd it do? How'd it do?
So I want to apologize for keeping you waiting, but let me go ahead and get the prelims out of the way. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango.904. You can find me on Twitter at SoundOffForum 97413. You can also call in at 347-989-1014. And as we always do it, we kick it with Ephesians 6 through 16. Not with eye service, but man pleasers, but the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service in the Lord and not to men, knowing whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same day he shall receive from the Lord, whether be bond or free. And ye master do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master is also is in heaven, neither is there respect with the person with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong within the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, spirits of wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand the evil days and having all ye to stand. Now, I've got that out of the way. How you doing, Mr. Show?
Amen, amen. I'm wonderful. I'm spectacular. Spectacular. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to keep it real. Trying to keep it real. Keep it going. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and kick your bio really quick. And then you can give your own bio if you'd like to. I just posted it on Facebook. On the website. Just go ahead and give a little background of who you are, where you came from, and what you're doing.
Absolutely. My name is Dave Viso, as if you didn't know. I was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, Kennedy Heights, 45213. All right now that that's out the way. I've been singing since I was about 3 years old, got into production probably around 13, 14, 15, got into songwriting about 10, 11, you know, and just it's been on from there. I've been in the audio engineering school. I've done production for several different artists, all that kind of stuff. So here I am.
So I want you to tell us about your new single that's been out.
Okay, yeah. The new single is called I Love It. It was written and produced by me, written, arranged, and produced. So all those little background vocals that you hear, that's all me as well. I wrote the song probably about 3 or 4 months ago, and as soon as I got done producing it, writing and arranging, I knew it was going to be the first single. It's literally about a guy telling a girl everything he loves about his woman. You keep your hair done, you keep your nails done, baby, I love it. You take care of me, I love it, you know. So that's what the song was about.
What inspired you to write that song?
You know what, maybe it's all the things that I'm looking for. Me personally, I like to have a woman that keeps her hair and nails done and all of that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I love. I love a woman that can take care of her man, because that'll make the man take care of the woman. So these are all the things that I want in order for me to return that. So if you want your nails done, you want your hair done, come take care of your man first.
So explain about, I know a lot of people don't really know about, as far as writing and producing, can you explain a little bit about that?
As a general blanket or exactly what I do?
As a general blanket, and then you can say what you do.
Okay, yeah, well, 9 times out of 10, if you hear a song that's out on the radio now, the words have to come from somewhere. That's where the songwriter comes in. And the producer is kind of like the orchestrator of the whole thing. The producer is the guy that brings everything together and makes it sound beautiful, makes it sound unique, makes it sound like whatever a piece of art that it's intended to be. Me personally, what I do it all. I write, I arrange, I produce. I make sure the instruments sound a certain way. I make sure the background sound a certain way. I make sure the arrangement goes, in essence, how it's supposed to go. If I'm trying to convey a certain emotion, I make sure that not only do my lead vocals convey that emotion, but my background vocals support that. I make sure that the music supports that. So that's in essence what a music producer and a songwriter does. We add gloss to things. We make it sound the way that it's intended to sound. In some cases, that could be adding drama to things. Like on a slow jam, it's very emotional. We can take the simple line, "I can't breathe without you." Now, the line itself already sounds dramatic in and of itself. But when you take that same line and add strings to it, add some violin to it, add a timpani, add different instruments, add background vocals to it, that can sound like the most painful thing in the universe. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a producer does. It's kind of like serving a meal, if you will. The lyrics are the meat, the potatoes, and the vegetables. But the production, the music itself, is the plate that you serve it on and the utensils that you eat it with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So as you do your songwriting and your producing, how does that relate to you collaborating with other artists?
In collaborating with other artists, and you know what, for me, what I do is I always keep my ear open for new talent. Like I'll give you a prime example of that. One of my closest friends, he's like a big brother to me, C. the Infamous. He and I connected literally outside of the musical element. And it allowed me, you know what I'm saying, like being the musician that I am and the singer that I am, I'm always open to new ideas, open to new sounds and things like that. And so was he. So we were able to bounce ideas off of each other and you know, collaborate on some ideas and make them sound really wonderful. And that's part of what being a musician and being a producer is.
Right. So can you talk about some of the past people that you've worked with?
Yeah. I, outside of working with him, I've also worked with I've worked with C.J. Hilton. I don't know if you remember him, but he came out with the song with Nas a few years back. And my first single, Lil Mama, was actually intended for him. He unfortunately passed on the single, you know what I'm saying, but they kept me in mind for other projects and all of this kind of stuff. But Lil Mama was a song that was initially written for him, and I thought it was a hit. You know, me personally, I was old enough at the time to where I wasn't going through that, but it was perfect for him, and I kept it for myself and released it as my own single, and it's been one of my more popular songs to date. I've actually vibed in the studio with Belinda Carlisle from Midnight Star. I've also vibed with some of the cast from Drew Hill, like Jazz, Tayo, and now. It's been an experience. So just being around those type of people has definitely kept my head where I needed to be.
Right. So how does being in the studio with these artists who have made it in the mainstream affect you as an artist right now? I because you are a producer and you already have music out there for us to listen to, which I've listened to some of your songs, and definitely was introduced to the I love you, and the song is great. I was introduced to it by in Vegas when they played
yeah.
it, and it was an awesome thing. How does you collaborating or vibing with artists in the studio affect you, and how you talk to other artists, the up and coming artists that are inspiring to do the same thing, that road that you're trying to take?
Well, first off, I do want to thank you for the compliment. It's a great record. being around these people, especially the ones that I grew up listening to, like Drew Hill, like Midnight Star, like I still have Midnight Star records on wax, like on vinyl. In my record collection, I still have Drew Hill CDs. Like Drew Hill, along with Jodeci and a couple of other artists, they taught me more about harmonies, because it wasn't until it's not until you listen to like guy groups and things of that nature that you hear how a guy's voice is supposed to sound. Because if you do the choir thing your whole life, then you kind of get everything sounding kind of like a choir. But when you do like R&B groups, and because the same night that I met Casey and JoJo, met Drew Hill, I met Casey and JoJo. So we literally were all vibing in the same area. And just being amongst all of that enormous talent, it inspired me to step my game up musically, not just with my production, but vocally as well. Because the way I see it is I can be just as legendary as they are. And I remember my brother made a comment when I showed him the picture of the three of us, like me, Tayo from Drew Hill, and JoJo from Casey and JoJo. He made the comment. He said, "You are a star amongst stars." That literally, the way he saw me, made me put myself on that same platform, that same pedestal that they're on. Like, they are legends. Like, I am a legend too, and I can be a legend too. You know what I'm saying? And I inspire everybody that has even the smallest amount of potential to keep working on it, keep doing what you do, because I wouldn't be where I'm at if I stopped doing what I do.
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, that is definitely the truth. I feel the same way when you just start talking broadly about the situations that you're in. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Drew Hill from Ohio? The group.
No, Drew Hill's from Baltimore.
They're from Baltimore.
The groups that came from this area are kind of like, they're like the Isley Brothers. Roger and Zap were from this area as well. So yeah, some of the legendary groups. I still listen to them. Don't get me wrong. They came out with some classics too. You might hear some of them.
I tell you what, I still listen to Drew Hill, and I tell you what, I love those boys. Because back in our era when we were growing up, we were still in that era of a cappella. You know, we got the tail end of Motown and a cappella, like Shy and Drew Hill and those type of artists like that. Take Five, High Five. Jodeci, you know, all these groups, Jade, you know, I can go, listen, can go on and on and on. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, Boys to Men and all that. Like, literally last weekend, the weekend before last, I was in Columbus celebrating my homeboy's birthday. I'm in the room listening to Drew Hill singing Tell Me, like, you know, just doing a dance on the video on that. Like, I remember that just like it was yesterday. I remember singing On Bended Knee. And as a matter of fact, I do sing that in my live shows. So, I mean, it's definitely one of those things where, like, the 90s influenced my style. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where, like, you can't just let go of these groups because they don't exist no more or they're not putting out hits anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still live on through people like me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, for sure. What type of resistance do you find trying to go through and be part of a system necessarily is not what you would consider to be a Christian background, because you have come from a Christian background. Is there a confliction in how you feel, or is there a confliction of how you take your steps in order to be successful in your type of work?
Absolutely. I take every step prayerfully. Being a part of a machine that's as big as it is, there's a time to do what you need to do in order to get where you need to be. But you can do that without being completely left field. And that's the thing that I find the hardest. Like, and one thing that I prayed on the most, because me being a singer, in Psalm 150 it says, with everything you do, let us praise the Lord. Like the trumpets, the cymbals, all of that. We need to do that to magnify the Lord. And
right.
I pray on that daily, because I do praise and worship at my church. And but the music that I write is R&B. So I literally pray on that daily. And I was driving home from work one day, and God literally stopped me in my car and said, if you follow me, you will be okay. And from that moment on, I was accomplishing things, but taking them prayerfully. So I honestly believe that God has got me this far. He's going to continue to guide me to get to my plateau, to get to where I need to be.
You know, and I totally agree to what you're saying. I mean, it's that moment that you have with Jesus, and He enables you to do what you want to do because he's already ordained it anyway, and you're just stepping into what he's already known that you're going to do. But he wants you to be prayerful about it, that he knows that you will know that he's still in control.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, he wouldn't have allowed me to have the things that I have if it wasn't for that particular, you know, that ordination. Like, I have a studio in my house. Like, I wouldn't have a studio in my house if God didn't want me to make music. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he wouldn't have allowed me to be a part of the things that I've been a part of thus far in my career if I wasn't supposed to be a part of music.
All right, yeah, for sure. It reminds me of that the Nebuchadnezzar story, and I always try to like say that to artists or people who are trying to be in that type of limelight to remember that you know, he's still in control no matter how successful you think you've made yourself. And I'm so glad that you have clarified that for the listeners because you know, like I said, on my show, I've said it before, this is a God-based radio show. You know, I don't do anything without letting the Lord lead this show. There's been a lot of things that's going on. So I'd like to thank you for spiritual advice.
Oh, no doubt. Jesus is real, for real. No doubt about that. Jesus is real.
He's real. So, do you have any up and coming shows or anybody that any way a person can get a hold of you if they wanted to book you or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually am doing the BBW Blowout Dayton Party, the Dayton Group, next weekend. I'll be performing a single there. And I'm trying to make my way down to Atlanta. So next month will be Atlanta. So I'll be headed down that way as well. The Facebook page is facebook.com/DaveBSoul. And you'll see me with this big cheese on my face. You know, as soon as you pull up the picture, it's got Dave B. Soul written in gold right across the top. Let's see. As far as any upcoming projects, I'm still wrapping up my album. It should be coming fairly soon. I have a majority of it done, but there's a couple of things that I feel like are missing from the album that I want to go back and add to it. So I'm tying up those little loose ends creatively, and then it'll be out hopefully by Christmas. I'm also on Reverb Nation under Dave B. Soul. I'm also on SoundCloud, Dave B. Soul. So that's Dave-B-Soul. I think that's about it as far as my sites and the things that I got going on. So if you want me to come and perform, I'd be more than happy to. You just hit me up at davebsoul.khmg@gmail.com. That's DAVEBSOUL.K as in Kenny, H as in Henry, M as in Mary, G as in George, @gmail.com.
Can you talk about your success and your struggles in this industry? Because everybody thinks it's just, you know, the glorification of what they see. Everybody's doing it or everybody's making it. Can you talk about your ups and downs, please?
Absolutely. I'll take this first single, for example. For me, being an independent artist, which Kennedy Heights Music Group is my own brand, KHMG, that's Casey, I want to know what that stands for. It's Kennedy Heights Music Group. It is it's definitely one of those things where I have to do it all on my own. Like, it's not the typical success story for singers where they get discovered in the mall or where they, you know, are sitting in traffic and singing their favorite song at the top of their lungs, and L.A. Reid or P. Diddy just happens to be in the Bentley right next to him, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely one of those things where it's a lot of hard work, but for me, the thing that keeps me going is knowing that the word says, "Weep and may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." To me, I take that in terms of prosperity to say, if I keep at it, if I keep at it, then it's going to come to me because I stayed faithful. And that's the ups and the downs, you know. Me, personally, I've been singing around Cincinnati for years. And still having people say, well, okay, I heard this I Love It song, but who is it? Like, who sings it? Still, like, even though you hear the song and you're not being quite recognized, especially maybe because I don't look the way that people say I should look for that particular, you know what I'm saying, for to sound the way that I sound, maybe that might be it, you know, but that's still some things that I'm going through. There's still some things that I'm figuring out for myself. But as long as people love the music that I make, there's always going to be that high for me. Anytime that people know my face and know that I'm Dave B. Sullivan and say, hey, that record that you dropped last Tuesday, that's that work, sir. I appreciate it. That's always going to be a high for me. So, like, going out to Vegas, And people being surprised that I Love It was my song, that was a high for me. That was like the ultimate, that was the ultimate thing that says, okay, these people know me for who I am, but now they know I can sing. Let me keep going with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, that's an ultimate high. A low for me would definitely have to be not seeing it pay off when you expect it to, because a lot of times that especially independent artists, and I'll add myself into that hat as well. Like, I expected to sell a million records. Like I thought my music was that hot. Like, I thought I was going to sell a million records as soon as I put my joint on iTunes. But that reality check was kind of like a low for me, because I'm like, all right, I could put it out there and nobody will know who it is, know it's me, or, you know what I'm saying, like, nobody knows it's me. And I can still say that this is my single, and I have to put in all the work to promote it to sell that million copies of my single. So that reality check brought me way back down below the earth. But and it's things that I actually work on day to day. Like if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I'm constantly posting stuff, trying to build that rapport, not only with my fans, you know, but just to keep my name out there. Like, I'm not going to be out there talking foolishness about nobody because I'm not in a position to. And even if I was in a position to, that's not something that I would do. I'm out here to make money. I'm going to keep my name out there, keep this good music out there, and let people know that, hey, Dave B. Soul is not going anywhere.
So when you start saying about promotion of your album or your singles, how do you actually promote? How do you get a publicity to a media that will get you what you need as far as letting people know your music is on iTunes or different outlets. They can go buy it.
I'm glad that you asked me that, because that's still something that I'm learning. Like, not only do I keep posting my links on my Facebook pages and all that, but I do have a Twitter as well that remind me of one social media that I forgot. It's Hugs Malone Senior, HUGZMALONESR. Hugs Malone Senior on Twitter. That's Dave B. Soul's Twitter. I post my links there, just like I did for this interview. So we have folks tuning in. I try to post anywhere humanly possible. I try to post it on my Reverb Nation page. You know what I'm saying? I think there was something going on with my internet connection. It didn't quite post the way I wanted it to. But, you know, there's some things that I'm continuously looking for venues to post in. Like the Facebook groups, people don't understand how valuable that kind of stuff is. Like, a lot of people use it for personal gain just so they can say they know people. But those people, those very same people may go out and support your business. So I get out there and I'm active, and I try to be active in these groups, and I try to at least say hello to everybody every once in a while, and I try to keep up with people just because I have that personal rapport and I do care, you know. But that's all a part of promoting, you know, because those same people, those same 150 people, they say, I know Dave B. So that's a good guy. I'm going to go buy his album. And then they'll say, hey, this is my friend Dave B. So go buy his album to five people. And those five people will come back and say, hey, so-and-so said go buy his album. And by the time it's all said and done with, I've sold a million records. So that initial core of my fans, I mean even outside of that initial core, like, I try to at least be cordial and keep up, hey, how you doing? You know, I at least try to keep in touch with everybody who wants to reach out to me via Twitter or via email, or if they have my phone number, they can text me, you know, whatever. You know, I try to keep up with everybody. Sometimes it's not always possible, but I at least still try, because that's a relationship that I have with that person.
Now, do you ever? I thank you for putting that out there. You know, I try to get as many independent artists as I can on my radio show. And do the same thing that you're doing to get people like yourself out there, because some of the friends that I'm friends with, you're friends with, some people that don't even know you look at my page, and they might be interested, and they might be doing something. They probably want to collaborate with you. And so when you start to do these type of promotions, do you generally have an idea of how you want the feedback to come back? Do you cherish corrective criticisms, or would you rather them say, hey, look, I like your stuff, but I'm not gonna buy it?
To me, honestly, I like it all. If it's something that you're not interested in, then please, you're not gonna hurt my feelings by telling me. I'm gonna be confident about my abilities anyway. So, like, if I got a track for you that's hot and I just drop a dope chorus on it, I'd be like, look, this is your next hit. If you're not feeling this record, then I know somebody else is. Because 9 times out of 10, a couple of folks will already have come to me and say, Dave, I need you to be on the hook. I need a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that anybody's knocking down my door for whatever reason, but I have that much confidence in my ability to be okay with constructive criticism. So if it's something that they need me to change, or something that they think is too much of, sure, I'll be like, hey, let's go back in the studio and redrop it. you know, let's go back in the studio and re-record this part. If it's something that they, you know, if I send a couple tracks to folks and they'd be like, okay, well, it's not exactly what we're looking for, you know, it's going to be all right, you know, but we'll keep you in mind for further projects. Of course, it's going to be a little bit disheartening at first. However, I'm that confident in my abilities that I'm just thankful that they even listened to it in the first place.
Right, I understand that.
So if I send a track to Prince, you know, if Prince say, Dave, I want you to fly to Minneapolis and record this song with me, or I want you to produce this record, which he's one of my heroes, so I'm praying that I get that call. I'd be like, sure. But if Prince said at the same time, you know what, Dave, this ain't quite working out. Like, we got a good vibe going on, so I don't want to let you go just yet. But this song that you initially produced for me is not one of the songs that I think is going to make the cut. Let's do some more work on it and go back. You know, let's go back at it and put it back out there a couple years later. I'm cool with that.
Have you gotten that before?
With my first single, Lil Mama.
Okay.
CJ Hilton was actually signed to Russell Simmons Music Group, and they never got a chance to hear the record, you know, and it was shut down by the label before it could actually even be heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is not something that we want to pick for him. You know, he's trying to shoot for an older demographic, this, that, and the third. And it was literally written for a song. Lil Mama was a song written for someone who was 16, 17 years old. That's why it sounds the way it does. And granted, this was 2007, so this was 6 years ago that I wrote the song. So it's one of those records, and at the time, you know, the Snap Music was out, then Snap Your Fangs, hey, you know, all that stuff was out. So that's what the music was based off of. And a lot of it sounded to be, for what it was around that time, it sounded like it was a smash on the radio. He just happened to be shooting for an older demographic. I was okay with that. To me personally, I didn't like the song myself because it was not written for me, but it was one of my biggest hits. So I'm thankful that I even had the opportunity. That's what taught me to be thankful for any opportunity that I can shine. Like, I can put my single out there and be like, okay, well, Dave B. Soul sang Lil Mama, this is his song, he sang it half the way, this is his song, you know. So people know my name because of that song. So I can't complain about that at all.
Right. So in the context of that, do you ever work with live bands or live instruments?
I do, in the essence of, if I'm in the studio, I play them myself. I don't try to be the master of all instruments, but I try to be the jack of all trades, master of none. Have you ever heard that saying? That's one of the things that I try to do. Like, and my love of instruments just stemmed from, you know, just putting myself amongst people who play instruments. I've played several instruments. I played the drums, I played the guitar, I played the piano, I played the trumpet, the saxophone, the flute. You know, I played all these different instruments, and not really well enough to be a master at it, but good enough to compose a record. So if I do any live band work, it's usually me playing it by myself.
Okay.
I do, however, once I get my live shows up and going again, you know, with the exception of a few very small venues where you know, except for a very few small live venues where I can just where I don't have the capacity to bring a live band, and it's just my DJ. If it's me and my DJ, I'm gonna rock it with just me and my DJ. But if I have a live band, I'm already ready to go. Like, I have songs in my live shows that actually require live bands. So if the need be and I have the capacity to bring a live band with me, then sure enough, I'm going to bring a live band, background singers and all that. Other than that, it's just going to be me and my DJ.
Yeah, so do you have any projects going on right now currently? And if you do have any current projects, what is the project going to look like in the future? When you do finish the project that you're currently working on?
Currently, I am wrapping up my album. I've been really focused on that. I have been working on some songs for the Infamous. He asked me actually a year or so ago to start writing on some projects for him. So I've been helping him with that. So I've been, you know, coming up with songs and all of that kind of stuff. And once I get a complete set of songs together, I'm going to run them by him and see what he says. And, you know, so hopefully I have some writing credits on his album as well. Other than that, that's really about it. I've been really focused on promotion of my single. The remix is coming soon, please believe. I Love It, the remix featuring the Infamous and D-Truth. So that's no, coming soon. Go ahead.
Now, do you incorporate the way that some artists, well, I shouldn't say some artists, it's been since, you know, the 90s, the way they do a remix is, you know, the singer sings a song and then the rapper comes in and does the rap. Are you looking for a new type of style of doing a remix? Or are you trying to innovate? Are you just going to do the same thing that usually has been done in the past?
The remix to I Love It, I changed it up a little bit. You know, I have two features on it, so I couldn't just accommodate it the way that I would have done the original record. The original record was intended to be upbeat and kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say popish, but it was intended to be upbeat, like a New Edition or like a, you know what I'm saying, like a New Edition record from back in the day. Like, I wanted that Candy Girl feel on it, you know, that's what it does.
Right,
and
for sure.
The remix takes it on a Jodeci Drew Hill level, on the
right.
LSG level. Like, it kind of slows it down a little bit, but I incorporate rap into it to where it is. It has the possibility to be the biggest club record of the year. Like, it's a little bit slower than the original, and just the way that it's coming together, the harmonies, even the rap by D-Truth. Like, I've never heard anybody say the things that he said on this song. And when he was in the studio, I was like, I had to laugh at him, like, real quick, like, for real, like, you just said this on my record right now, for real. But that's how talented of a lyricist he is. Like, I would have never thought to say anything like that, and I'm gonna keep it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to give away the lyrics, so I want y'all to hear the record I want y'all to hear the record, support it, buy it, you know. And the Infamous is already a gifted vocalist as it is. I mean, he's a brilliant songwriter. And I wanted to incorporate his style into that remix. So, like, whereas the original version, which is on my album, is called One Man, like my, and my album is called One Man Show. It's coming out very soon. The encore is going to be like the remixes. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be the lead single from that encore. And that encore is going to be everybody that's been behind the scenes advising me, you know, that has some type of musical ability to come through and be like, okay, well, let me go ahead and bless him real quick. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's one of those. I remix anything. It's going to be completely different than the original song. And you will always know that it's going to be a remix because it's going to say Huggy Bear Johnson somewhere in the first 30 seconds of the song.
Right.
So that, and that's my producer name. When I produce records, I go by Huggy Bear Prescott Johnson.
Uh-huh.
So
that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So Dave B. Soul, I love it. Written by Dave B. Soul, produced by Huggy Bear Prescott Johnson. So that, and that's how it's gonna be. And you will find me yelling Huggy Bear Johnson in the back of a lot of remixes. Especially once they start making it out there. So anybody that wanna hot remix, get at me.
So can I finish playing your song?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I only played a portion of it, and that was because I was running behind, and I apologize. But I want to play the full song for the listeners out there, so they understand what's going on. Was that
okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. And before you do that, can I give a shout out real quick?
Sure can.
My homegirl, Tammy Rebecca, is in the hospital, so I'm sending prayers out for her. All right.
Yes. All right, here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. We have a caller.
Okay.
Let's take this call first, okay?
All right.
Are you speaking to me?
Hello, caller. You're calling from the 214 area code.
Yes, I am. This is the most trifling caller on all of Block Talk Radio tonight.
How are you doing, Ms. Hall?
I am well. How are you, Mr. Beverly?
Well, I'm making it. I'm glad I'm able to do my show.
I'm glad, too, but we're going to speak those things as if they already were. So you all right?
I see it as though you see it, or you never will see it.
That's it. So,
friends, I'm calling you. I'm trifling. I'm not even listening to the show, but I wanted to call and say hey and be supportive. I'm watching Judge Mathis.
You watching Judge Mathis right now?
Watching Judge Mathis.
Which he calling it? What they call it? A party crash? Or she trying to party crash?
Right.
I'm not party crashing. I'm bringing something to this party. I'm bringing something to this party.
Okay.
Know. Hey.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Hall. You're talking to Mr. David.
I read your bio. I support artists, especially those who, you know, gospel artists, right?
Yeah, I sing some gospel too. Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay. Okay. Your album. What kind of music is on that one? I know you got an EP at least.
Yeah, I actually have two EPs out right now. It's all R&B music for now, but I do have a couple of gospel records. One of them you can find on my SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/Dave-B-Soul.
Okay. See how I set that little plug up for you? You see how I set that up? See, I'm bringing it to the party.
And you know what? I definitely appreciate it.
Okay, so what's the song about that George is about to play?
The song is called I Love It, and it's about all the things I love about a woman. You know, a woman that keeps her nail done, keeps her hair done, you know, and takes care of a man, you know. And it makes and it's literally talking about how it makes a man want to take care of his woman when she takes care of herself.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question, because I don't know if George has asked you this or not. I know this will get close to home for him. What kind of woman do you like? You like them thick? You like them tall? You like them with pretty feet? What kind of woman do you like?
Well, okay, so I'm gonna say this, you know, because if I'm gonna be getting all into the feet conversation, the feet got to be kept together. But I like me a big old woman. I like me a woman with some curves. Please, please,
please. George, what you know about that? What you know about that, George?
I'm bleeding the foot.
You gonna have to plead the whole Constitution, George. You gonna have to plead the whole Constitution, 3 Bill of Rights.
Wow.
Girl, you know I'm a Sir Mix-a-Lot fan. You know I'm a Sir Mix-a-Lot fan. Baby got back.
Shoot. Yes, sir.
I know you cannot lie.
Shoot, we can't do ass destruction over this mud, boy. I tell you that much.
Listen, I'm not even talking about FloJo. I like a little bit more than FloJo. I like some Mel Carter.
Give me a break.
But he said, don't give him a break. Don't give him a break at all, at all.
Break off piece of that Kit Kat bar?
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop. Okay, do you have any songs on your, do either one of your EPs deal with the thickness? With the thickness?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My first one, I actually have a song on it called Super Chunk. Yeah.
Break me off a little piece of that hook. Break me off a little piece of the hook.
Hey, you threw it back. Hang on a second. Super Chunk. I'm trying to remember how that one go. It's been about 6-7 years since I performed that song.
Prince can still sing a door. Come on.
Say what now?
I said Prince can still sing the lyrics to a door. You know how old that is.
You want me to sing the lyrics to Adorn? Look, I'm a fan of Miguel, but I don't know that song like that neither. I don't know the lyrics.
Okay. I'm going to let you off the hook tonight. G, go on, send that record for him. Maybe he can get his act together and go look up those lyrics on his iPad.
Well, look, next time you call in, I'll sing some Adorn for you.
No, I want to hear Super Chunk.
Okay, the next time you call it, I'll sing Super Chunk for you.
No, I want to hear some Babyface, I Only Think of You.
I want to hear some Luther, My House Is Not a Home. I want to hear some Alexander O'Neal. I want to...
All right.
I want to see some three-piece suit and sweating to your Jericho Falls flat music. That's
okay,
what I want to hear.
So I'm going to sing, because okay, just to satisfy the Luther fix, I'm gonna go ahead and put this one on for you, because Big Luther sang this when he had his little curl. Always and forever.
Yes.
Each moment with you.
Yes.
Is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same. 'Cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me that you really care, and we'll share tomorrow.
That's my part right there. I like the breakdown on here. I think I had a little coach's moment right there a minute ago. You about to go Kojic up in here.
Y'all better stop that. Listen, hey, y'all stop that. Stop that right now.
He's about to go Kojic, George. He's about to go Kojic on us. I'm going to take my makeup off and put on my long shirt.
Okay. Well, then, if y'all want to bring it to Kojic, I want to hear you sing Because of Who You Are.
Because of Who You Are.
That's what he knew school. He knew school. You're going to ask him to sing some.
You talk about the Israel Harden record?
Yes. Because of who you are, I give you glory. I'm not going to try to sing.
Sing it, Jonas.
That's all you, sir. Like, that's all you. You name a clock record or a shit record, I might be able to hit that one off for you.
All right, now. Let's put some Karen Clark on there.
You name a Karen Clark shit record or a Kiera shit record, I might be able to break that one off for you. But
Can you break a little Marvin Sapp down for us? Can you break a little Marvin off? Maybe a little Fred Hammond doing it for the big boy.
Want me to break off some
Fred. George, I'm gonna get you a deal.
I love me some Fred Hammond too.
Blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every sorrow.
Man,
that's my song.
Come on now.
There's no weapon formed against me.
Yeah.
It's the way.
Which one of y'all gonna be out there in that great Jehovah? That's the only thing we're missing now for church.
What'd you say now?
You know what?
I said the only thing we're missing for church is God be over that great Jehovah.
I'm about to play some Great Is Your Mercy in a minute. Y'all better stop it.
Great is your mercy.
Boy, what you know about that song, sir?
You know what? I'm a close with that song because y'all got me in my spirit right now.
Wait. Hang on. I'm going to need you to close with my single, but before you close, I'm going to close with,
what do you do? When you've done all you can, man, it seems like you can't make it through. Tell me, what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? What do you do when you've given your all and it seems like it's never enough? You just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. What you know about that, sir?
That's a word in season for somebody. That's a word in season right there.
That's a word of the season.
Y'all gonna make me cry, y'all. You know, y'all making my spirits shiver.
What you know about that, sir?
Praise him. Praise him. Huh? Y'all gonna make me start speaking in tongues in a minute. Y'all better stop it. Listen what I'm saying. Next week, we're gonna have to have a gospel, or what they call it, what Bobby Jones has.
Revival.
gospel.
We gonna y'all think I'm joking? I'm gonna have to schedule that. We gonna have to get some of those Kojak, as she say, up in here, up in here. I know I sound.
I'm gonna bring my prayer card.
We
gonna
have
to
listen, that's too much hurt going on right now. We need to usher in the spirit right now for the nation, for the people, for the world right now. We need to usher in the spirit just to give him praise just because of who he is. I'm going to schedule that. Would y'all come back and be a part of that?
Absolutely. Just send me a message, boy. Just let me know when. I will pray, and I will sing, and I will pray, and I will sing some more.
And I pray that I'm
praise. A few minutes ago, I was listening to James. James had to tell me to bridle my tongue because, oh Lord, it's untamable. I said, "Well,
but
Jesus,
you know
help
what,
me."
But you know what, sir? You know what, sir? God is faithful to the faithful.
Yes,
and maybe this is a word for you right now, sir. God is faithful to the faithful. When you keep pressing him, his word will never turn back void.
Never.
Can I get an amen?
Never.
His word will never turn back void. He will always open your eyes to what you need to see before you need to see it. That way, he can order your steps.
That's right. You got ears to hear that tonight, George?
I needed that in my life. You know, I needed that in my life.
So
hey, I need
keep that in mind and take each step prayerfully, asking for God's guidance, asking for him to open your eyes.
All right. Well, I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit for y'all. Put some of that booty shaking music on that Dave made.
Go ahead and drop that single. Amen.
Okay,
in the name of Jesus.
Let me play the song. Let me play the song. All right. Here's Mr. Dave B. So. I love it. Here we go, y'all.
Hey, look here, Shawty. I'm not sure what you did to a brother, but I think you did something wonderful, you know? Now, I can't explain it. I think it might be love. It can't be lust, because it's way deeper than that. Exactly what I feel. So check it out. Look.
I gotta be around you with my sunny shades on,
so you can't see me staring at you. Yeah.
And all these others trying to get their play on.
But you only want me to
you got me stuck on the stupid. Feeling like I'm losing it. And I'm tripping all over my feet. I'm lost in a daydream. Hoping you feel the same thing. It should be you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That was Dave B. Soul with his smash single. I love it. Go buy it. iTunes. I love it.
It's also on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. If you don't know how to find none of that stuff, go to Google. Type in David B. Soul. Excuse me, Dave B. Soul. C-A-V-E. B. S-O-U-L. Soul. And type in I love it. It'll pop up. I did it. I bought it. I'm a proud owner of the single. If you haven't heard the song, if you haven't been able to go to his website or his Twitter page or his Facebook page, please, please, I am asking you as my listeners to support this young man and his endeavors in being an artist, because we all want to be successful. We all want to feel loved. We also want to feel the harmony within the universe. And let me tell you, this man is awesome. I am proud to know him. Is there any last comments that you want to relate to your fans or just to the people out there?
I appreciate the love and support. Go cop that single, Dave B. Soul. I love it. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon.com. It's on Spotify. It's on Django. It's on every online retailer. Make sure you cop that single. I can't appreciate you all enough. And make sure y'all keep in touch with me, facebook.com/DaveBSoul, twitter.com/HugsMaloneSenior, HugsMaloneSR. Let me repeat that for you one more time. facebook.com/DaveBSoul, that's DaveBSoul, and twitter.com, HugsMaloneSenior, HugsMaloneSR. I appreciate the love, and I love y'all back. Yeah. G-Beezy.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was trying to have some technical problems. I'm sorry. So we got 47 minutes left. We can still talk. We can hang out. Whatever you want to do. We can talk about anything else. We can still talk about.
I'm
music.
Kicking it. I'm kicking it. It's on you, bro. Like I'm here.
Okay. Well, cool. Let's just kick it. Like I said, I got 7 minutes left on the show. I'm telling you, I was really impressed with your dance moves, man. I was feeling you. You was vibing it. Hey,
sir, you were giving me a run for my money, bro.
It goes to tell you, man, when people have good spirits and they just want to have fun and just enlighten people's lives, it doesn't matter, you know, what's going on. It's the person that's inside of you, man, and you portrayed that, and not portrayed it, but you are living, walking, as James says, you are a testament of works, not just a believer. You are a testament of works, and I appreciate that. I love you to the bottom of your spirit because of that. And I love you too, big bro.
You know, G, like, that's what it's about. Like, when we come together, it's like, forget all that bull crap that's been going on around us for, you know what I'm saying, for however long it may have been going on or whatever, but we come together and we get it in, and that's what it's about. It's about having a good time. It's about that fellowship, regardless of if it's on some Jesus stuff or we just kicking it, having a couple drinks, having a good time. We come together and we get it in, and that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about, dude. And that's what I appreciate. Like, I felt like I was going to be out there, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I was going to be out there just, like, competitively dancing by myself. Like, I was going to have to match myself with the Weebok and the rat and the Cabbage Patch and all that, you know?
You know, the first time we met, and I really didn't know you, but you reminded me the first time we met was in Ohio, and
yeah.
I thought you was Tommy. I thought you was Tommy from Atlanta.
And you know what, Tommy? And you know what the funniest part was? Tommy was there, and I didn't know him. I didn't know him. Like, I had heard of him. And when I seen him in Vegas when we went, it wasn't, matter of fact, it wasn't even until today, like, I was going back through some of the pictures, like, Tommy cut his hair. I was like, I'm like, okay, so I remember the dude with the braids. But Tommy didn't have braids in Vegas. That's why I was just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, all right. But he cool people,
sure.
Too, man. We got it all the way in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it was kind of like kindred spirits, if you will, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't get there till Thursday, but you, apparently you've been blowing up the scene with your karaoke and all that stuff. But I tell you what, man, I had a blast. And, you know, I try to be who I am every day. And I'm not perfect,
yeah.
But sometimes people go there and they try to live without themselves. You know, they try to be something that they're not normally. And, to me, it's just like, listen, be yourself. If you are a mean, stuck-up person, just be a mean, stuck-up person. Because when you get around me, you ain't going to be mean and stuck-up because I'm going to bug you until you smile.
Right, and for your listeners, you might want to tell them what we're talking about, because I just realized that, like, yeah, we didn't kicked it on some crucial stuff, and they don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about the well-rounded BBW Las Vegas Bash 2013. It happened at the end of July. We kicked it so hard. And just the same way I was out there, the same way that I am at the BBW bashes out here in Ohio. As a matter of fact, next weekend we about to have a game party. I'm about to be kicking it out there. I'm going to do my single, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, you know. And I first met G at the Mardi Gras bash back in February, March. And we didn't really, you know what I'm saying, we didn't really, like, kick it for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a matter of fact, we was lightweight calling you Mr. Brown for real. And just like I called you Mr. Brown in Vegas, you know, but, I mean, it was on some cool stuff. It wasn't on no hater, you know what I'm saying? Like, we kicked it. And that's what I loved about it. Like, the spirit was so easy. It was so at ease. It was so relaxed. And we was able to drink and just kick it and dance and have a great time. And if any of your listeners have never had a chance to make it out to one of the BBW functions, I will say this. I've been attending them since before I was old enough to drink. That's been well over 10 years now. That's been well over 10 years now. If you want to go out and have a place to feel comfortable being yourself, being who you are, go to one of these parties. Shout out to Bree Brown and the Well-Rounded. Shout out to Bobby Joe, Cindy, Stacy, everybody that puts on the blowout parties in Ohio. Shout out to everybody in the Columbus group. Shout out to everybody that anywhere that's trying to put on some size acceptance, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Because these are type of events that we need.
Hey, don't forget Atlanta. Don't forget the Atlantic Stars. They do their thing.
No. Can't forget Atlanta. Can't forget the Atlanta Stars. As a matter of fact, I will be in the building for the Atlanta Bash with some of my homies from Ohio in October. Please believe. Please believe.
And then Cocoa Beach with Max and Amy.
I'm waiting for them to get some more information on the Cocoa Beach. Because once I get the information for Cocoa Beach, I wanted to go this year, but I didn't have the information in enough time. So once we get to Cocoa Beach, I'm going to try to see if I can perform my single down there at Cocoa Beach. Like, I love it on the beach. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, there was a guy, his name was Sid. He performed. I met him at the Cocoa Beach thing. He performed, and he asked me, can I be his background dancer? So I was his background dancer while he was performing. But the funny part, I was in my G-string whistle.
Hey, asking all of them to blow your whistle. Like, hey, I don't blow my whistle, baby. Blow my whistle. Hey, you make it do what it do, G. I appreciate it, man.
I'll be comfortable in my own skin.
That's what it do. That is what it do. I'm trying to hit up Cocoa Beach. So next year, for those of you that's listening to this show, let me know more details about Cocoa Beach, and Dave Biso will make an appearance. I'm definitely back in Vegas next year. Got to do that again. Well-rounded, I'll be out there next year. Mardi Gras in Ohio, I'm there this year. I'm there next year as well. So I'm trying to get everything lined up. So that's really what it's about at this point, trying to get all my little venues lined up. Anybody that'll let me perform and sell my CDs, I'm there. Reach out to me, davebsoul.khmg@gmail.com. I'm there.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I mean, like I tell my listeners, man, we talk about everything on this show. The baseline, as I said before, is all about Jesus. And then when we start having a conversation, you know, people start to open up, and the most important thing that I tell them, there's a difference between stating a fact and stating an opinion. If you state your opinion is not based on factual things. Your ideology
right.
is not based on factual things. But if you want to have a debate, that means you're picking a side, and you are saying facts. Once you start stating percentages or this number of people did this or whatever, now you're turning it into a debate and you're no longer stating your opinion. And as long as people understand that it's a person's opinion, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't get mad. And so if you feel that you need to be at certain events and somebody has something negative to say about you, that's their opinion. But other people might like your music. Don't mean necessarily
right.
you need to be a hater.
Right. And honestly, I understand that as a musician that my music is not for everybody. I know that there's some people that I'm not going to be able to please, you know, but for people that know me personally, hey, support my music anyway. Even though, if you paint a picture and I may not like your picture, I'm going to still buy that because I support you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the same as supporting a ministry. Like, you may not like the dance ministry. You may think all the dancers in the ministry are really uncoordinated and can't plie very well. You know what I'm saying? But you still sitting at their show. You still pay $3 to get into that mug.
That's right.
What's the difference?
That's right.
that's the honest truth. Like, I try to support when I can and who I can. Only because not only are they unknown, but they have something to offer. Like, if you're trying, that is the biggest thing that you can do. Trying. All you got to do is try. If you don't try, then what is the point? If you don't try, what is the point?
Right, and that's the thing.
I might have to Facebook that one. That's my next status. What's the point?
For sure, you have to, man. I mean, when I started this venture of doing this radio show, I had no idea how to do a radio show, but I knew one thing that God has given me, and that is the ability to speak. I can speak with the best of them. So as I have been doing the show, I have been blessed with having great interviews, having great conversations with individuals on my show, enlightening so many people. I mean, right now I'm almost at 30,000 listeners. So, you know, I'm so blessed. And I know that people go through trials and tribulations, but like you said, if you don't try, then you don't know how good or how bad you're going to be.
Right. You don't know how to improve. You don't know what you need to work on. You don't know what's wrong with what you're doing in the first place if you don't try. And that's one thing that I had to learn, like, going back over the years and listening to some of my old music that I wrote for other artists or sang backgrounds on or was featured on, I was incredibly, and now mind you, I was incredibly shy at that time, but it came through in my music. And now, like, to see the growth from where I was to where I am now, it's incredible. Like, I would have never thought, like, I have an incredible upper register. Like, I can sing all the high notes and all that kind of stuff. And I was never trying to even, like, I would just do that stuff for practice. Like, and when people would call me to feature on the song, it would just be, you know, just all that kind of stuff. Like, I never experimented with runs. I never experimented with that upper register, like hitting them on the song, and now you hear songs like I Love It, and you hear me, you know what I'm saying, just hitting those notes, and it's just like, dang, I've come a long way. Like, had I recorded this song 6-7 years ago, oh, that note would have been nowhere near that song. So, I mean, you don't know unless you try. You don't know unless you try. And that's all I encourage anybody who wants to be in the music industry to do is try.
Yep, you got to do it. I mean, there's so many talented people out there who are just afraid to step out of their comfort zone. And that's one thing that I've learned is you have to step out. You know, Jesus commanded us to step out. When he told the apostles, listen, step out. He told Peter to step out the boat and on faith.
Right. Yep. He said,
don't look down, don't look up, don't look left, don't look right, but keep your eyes on Jesus and you're going to walk on water. As soon as you take your eyeballs off of Jesus.
But you know what, though, G? Peter at that point still didn't have a faith because he got out that boat and said, Lord, ain't nothing protecting me. You asking me to walk on something that I'm going to die in. But
right.
Jesus said, O ye of little faith, come here. He said, stop looking at what's around you and come
here. Come here. And what'd he do? You'd think that boy had on a brand new pair of shoes where he walked across that water like, I got this, Jesus. Come on, Jesus, dog. I miss you, dog. Come on. Why you got to be so far off the water?
Talk about Air
people,
Jordan.
Right. People do that. People do that. And you can't be successful if you're worried about what's going on around you. That's why for me, and in developing my own style, that's why I've been.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there? G. 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 Hello? Gee. Gee. Hello? G. Hello? G. G.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It is a bye to speak to the host. You are now in the host queue.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was having some technical difficulty, but we have a caller. Let me get this caller in real quick.
Hey.
Hello, caller. You're calling from 513 area code. Can you please say your name and where you're from?
Hey, yo, it's me. I was calling back from my office at my house phone.
How they do? Yeah, I don't know what happened. It went crazy, so it's all good. So, yeah,
well,
but continue going on.
My call is phone, Dad. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I was talking, and I just heard that mug say, click up. I was like, oh, damn. But I completely forgot where I was, though, you know. But, I mean, it's all good, you know. I encourage everybody to try. Anybody that want to do whatever they want to do, just try.
So, are you going to try to go to all the parties out there, or are you just going to go to certain ones?
I'm going to try to visit them all, like, and see if they can at least spend a single, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if I don't get a chance to perform, if y'all want me to perform, let me know. If I'm in the building, I will perform that mug. But, you know, all the DJs, hit me up, email me. I will email you the record. Just spin my song.
Right, and you know, there's a lot of DJs that are on my page, and also that listening to the show. So if you are listening and you are a DJ, please, I'm telling you, spin the man's record. Come on.
Shout out to DJ Ken, man. He spent my record out in Vegas, man. Like, I never expected that kind of love when I went out there. Shout out to Cheru and DJ Ken, man. Like, they supported me. So shout out to both of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it makes you feel good to know that people are behind you and supporting you. And I tell you what, man, it's about support. You know, I support everybody, whether I like them or not. I will support you because the commandment is to love thy neighbor like thy love thyself. So even if I having issues with liking you, it doesn't mean that I won't help you get your stuff out there, because if there is more people out there who may benefit from it than I do.
Why would I want to stop
the information to flow?
Right, and but coming out of Vegas, and I told you about that. Like, man, I've never expected anybody to say hello to me. Mind you, spin my record and show me the kind of love that I was shown. You know, I was fortunate enough to know some people who have been to the parties here in Ohio, and like literally me and Cher was chilling in the pool. Like, I didn't know her from a can of paint. She didn't know me from a can of paint. And she was like, she literally just asked me, like, hey, what do you do? I'm like, hey, I'm a singer. And that's what I do. I got a single, you know, da 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 da. And next thing you know, I played this. I would literally have my phone playing it for her in the pool. She was like, hey, send this to DJ Ken. And literally like that, like instant support, it made me feel so empowered. Like, I can't thank her enough. I can't thank DJ Ken enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so grateful to both of them because they spent my song, like, not just one night, not just Saturday night, but two nights at the party. Like, people was in there rocking to my joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, DJ Ruckus. And Zulu, you know, in Columbus, they spent my joint a couple weeks ago when I was in Columbus. People was out there on the floor rocking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that kind of support. Like, and people, like, especially when, like, groups of people that know you and that know you sing, and they be like, oh, this yo single? This is you right here? Let me go cop that. That's when people are genuinely surprised about knowing it's you that's singing and you sound so good on your record. I can't help but to hashtag myself. Hashtag I love it. Feel me? And you see me, I hashtag it all the time. Like, I hashtag I love it. Because I do. Like, anything that applies, hashtag, I love it. So hashtag that joint. Next time you love something, hashtag it, I love it.
Well, I don't do the hashtag thing because I don't understand it. I'm still trying to learn how to do Twitter. So
the hashtag is like an implied emotion. That's all. That's literally all it is an implied emotion. So, like, if you, like, the other day I made a status message on one of my Facebook pages about sneezing and pooting at the same time. But I hashtag embarrassed. I hashtagged an implied emotion. You know what I'm saying? That's literally all it is. Hashtags and implied emotion. Or if you want to promote something, hashtag Dave B. Soul. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hashtag anything you want to. But I use hashtag as an implied emotion. And if something speaks out to me, I will hashtag I love it in a minute.
I'm very, when people look at me, I had one of my good friends from the military. Just had an emotional moment, sorry. One of my friends from the military, he texted me the other day, and we're like brothers. We were in Iraq together, and he always says, you know, hey, man, you're always posting some controversial stuff and talking about race relations and stuff like that, and you know, and I don't comment on it because I know how you really are, and you know, I said, man, listen, it's not the fact that I post things to get people riled up or amped up. I post things because it hurts my heart to see the state of America the way it is. It hurts my heart to see the state of humanity the way it is, because we should love each other for who we are, regardless of our flaws. And there's a lot of people that are not promised for tomorrow or today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
every second of the day. And the reality is, there's a lot of people don't like the things that I post, but I post them because that is how I feel. If they don't want to look at it, they don't have to. They will laugh at my silly stuff, but as soon as I post something that has some validity to it, they're like, oh, well, he's trying to evoke. No, I'm not trying to evoke an emotion. I am simply a child of God, and his spirit is on his sleeve, and I have to emotionally get my hurt out by crying, because it is easier for me to cope. And they say men are not supposed to cry, but I tell you what, I cry all the time. And it just, like I said, man, it just hurts my feelings how people just don't get it, and they don't want to support you regardless of how you view yourself or others view you. And
but you know what, though, G? You know what, though, G? Is honestly, if you think about it, the way God's message is carried out, people didn't support Jesus either.
That's right.
If people supported Jesus, he would have stayed alive and wouldn't have had to die for our sins. So I take that same initiative that Jesus and shout out to my DJ Old School. I will go kick it. You know, we'll go rock the show, and I won't sell a single CD. But I still rock that show. Just like Jesus came down here. He ministered to the people. Not everybody believed him, but he still ministered. What I've learned is people always run from the truth. Because the truth hurts more than a lie. A lie only smooths the edges, but it still hurts. Why not roughen up them edges and just take the truth for what it is? That'll help you more than somebody lying to your face about something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in this day and age, after the dream that Dr. Martin Luther King had for our race relations in this country, we should be way more advanced than what we are, because Dr. King spoke the truth. However, there are people that still have hate in their hearts that cannot allow the truth to succeed in their own lives. I bet you if every one of those people who disagreed with Dr. King's vision, I bet you if every one of those people believed, this world would be so much of a better place. Because he didn't teach hate. He didn't teach hate. He taught love. I don't believe that Malcolm X taught hate. I believe that he taught love too, but I also believe that he taught that we need to defend ourselves by any means necessary.
Right. And he was talking on a different level than that. You know, it wasn't, you know, kill all the white people. I mean, if back in those days, white people could go in your house and lynch you and they wouldn't get in trouble. You know, I mean,
right. And I mean, and for me, I love white people. I love Chinese people. I love Mexican people. I love Indian people. I love everybody. I love every single one of God's creatures on this earth because God made them for a purpose. It wasn't for me or it wasn't for anybody else to try and defeat God's purpose. God made everybody specifically here for a purpose. And if we don't start realizing that we all have purposes, then we're just ignorant to the truth. Because there in that ignorance lies our purpose. There in our truth lies that purpose.
And I totally agree. Well, we're coming down at the end of the hour, and I really appreciate you calling in, and I will definitely hit you up again. I appreciate your time and your word of wisdom that God has devoted onto you for us in this time of need.
You already know, G. You already know, bro. Anytime you need me, I'm here, bro.
Would you like to close us out in prayer?
Absolutely. You ain't got to say nothing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch every heart of every listener of this song, of this radio show. Bless them to love one another with the kindness and the love that you have shown to us through your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask now in the name of Jesus that you just bless each and every person to go and show that love to someone else, to make sure that you are continuously shown through all of this chaos and animosity that's going on in this world, that there still is a God. I just pray that you touch each and every heart that is associated with this radio show, that's associated with the people that we know outside of the radio show, Jesus. I just ask that you just bless each and every one, physically, mentally, and spiritually, Lord, because we know our help only comes from you, Jesus. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I'll be getting back with you, and God bless you, and we wish you the best.
Absolutely, sir. I appreciate the love. Thank you for having me on the show. Go pick up the single to all your listeners. Go pick up the single. The album is coming soon. Facebook.com/DaveBSoul. I got you.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day. Forever.
Tender love.